Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. The music playing behind me is Anail, Be Still Thy Soul. For those of you that were not here at a show where I announced why I use that music, let me explain that during Firing the Grid, which was about 2 years ago now, Be Still Thy Soul was one of the songs that people listened to during the time that we had a moment of connecting with love and with each other around the planet. Everyone stopped doing what they were doing at precisely the right time in their world, in their place on this planet. And for an hour, we dedicated our minds to love and peace. I will forever be honored that my youngest grandson sat with me through that. So that's Be Still Thy Soul. There were actually other pieces, and I believe you can still hear those other pieces if you go to firingthegrid.com. It's really a beautiful story that's presented there, and it's a beautiful reminder that we are all, each and every one of us, are connected with love. And that's the reminder that we need right now as we're sitting here to begin our meditation series. When I started doing this a year ago, I talked about finding a spot that you could sit, or you could lie, or you could be with love, with God. I would like to encourage you today to look to your right and have a chair there. If there's not a chair there, imagine a chair. If there's not room for a chair there, know that God, that love, doesn't need a lot of space. Look to your right and know that God is there, right there with you right now. Reach your right hand out and feel that space. And know that when you are feeling that space, you are touching God's love. Feel, my friends, feel your hand begin to ignite and kind of tingle with the realization that God is right there in the room with you, that you are important, that you are valuable enough to have an appointment with God, and that that appointment is no different than any other appointment you have in life. It takes you into the presence of God. And the glory of this appointment that we're sharing with God this morning is that you can have this appointment with God without pre-planning, without calling on the telephone, without doing anything, but simply inviting God into your presence. Inviting God into your presence and breathing deeply. Now let us breathe together in the presence of God. In order to have long, deep breaths that last about 30 seconds, that's the goal, I encourage people to imagine themselves as though they are breathing from the soles of their feet. And they're going to be pulling the energy up the front of their calves, up the front of their thighs. The energy is going to be crossing their buttocks and coming together at their core. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. And it's going to then move up the core. The breath is moving up the core. And it helps elongating the breath to recognize the chakras, the divining rod, the energy zones, what scientists call our nerve centers. And I recognize them with words. And the first word is fearless. My breath is fearless as I pull it through my body. And then I keep pulling energy up and it goes through the sacral chakra. And I do apologize, my voice seems to be going. It should be, let me grab a drink here. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. As you move through the sacral chakra, it's the zone of creativity. So the energy in the breath you are bringing up is inviting creativity into your life. As you move that breath forward, you're going to cross the solar plexus chakra, and that is the zone of healing. And so now you have fearless, creative, healing energy coursing up your spine through your breath. You're going to come to the zone of love, and your energy is in your breath will become full of love for you, my friends. Right now, this is your time with God for you. I recognize that many faiths have discouraged people from believing that they were valuable enough just to spend time with God and ask and think about themselves. But it is believing that you are okay, that you have something to share, that you are special and unique. It is from that belief that you're able to go out and to share and to have your sharing be embraced. And then it is from there that you are able to receive back. So many people give but don't allow receipt back. It's a full circle, my friend, of love, a full circle of love. So now you're pulling your fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving as you cross your throat chakra, the area that you tend to harm the most in our society today is not with weapons, although we do have war, but it is with our words. It is with our words that we cause great pain. We cause spiritual and emotional suffering. So forgive yourself for ill-spoken words and continue to pull that breath up, and I'm sure you've had more than one at this point. And you're going to come to the zone of manifestation, your third eye, and now send out energy knowing you are enough. Send out loving energy. And as you do that, this fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting energy causes the top of your breath to open the top of your head, your crown chakra. And for me, I see an immense lake that is calm. But each of you will have a sense of what your relationship with God is about. The vision, the birth vision he put in your mind that gives you peace. And from that birth vision, you will begin to feel your breath reuniting with God, with love. And you will become one with God. And you will become divinely inspired as you breathe and send that air back down through your chakra, releasing it back into the earth from which it came. My friends, if we suffer from anything in our society, whether it be in this country or others, but especially in the United States where we come from, in terms of this program, I apologize. It is from failing to breathe. It is forgetting the wonder of connecting with God, with love, knowing we are enough, and that love is three deep breaths away. As you take your next breath, and I know many of you have probably already had three, and I hope you're feeling the presence of God around you. You're feeling the energy in your body begin to prickle and tingle in a positive sensation. You have a sense that you are potentially, or you have a sense that you are a million little light particles sitting in space, connected in the presence of God, valuable enough for God to give you time. And this, my friends, can be duplicated around this planet, around this universe. Every living creature, every living thing is always in the presence of God. And the three deep breaths help us recognize that God is there. And that takes me to my Rabia the Mystic quote that I absolutely adore. In the valley, on the mountain, I beheld only God. In hardship, I saw him by my side. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted in his flame. Amid the sparks of the flames, I beheld only God. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. We call this a guided meditation, but really it's a centering exercise. And it's simply a time when we all come together to unite our energy in memory of who we are and what we are. We are each and every one of us parts of God, and we are here to celebrate our connection, to show the core of our being, love. And that's why I call God love. Because when you think about God as love, you adjust your thinking, period. Suddenly those things that are curses become reminders that we have control only over ourselves. If you say, God damn it, that's a judgment. If you say, love damn it, that's a reminder to you about how to live your life. And you, my dear friends and fellow gods and goddesses, have simply your life to live. So many times we get caught up in judging how other people are living their lives, that we stop living ours. So many times we become affected by other people, that we become enmeshed in their life choices. Stop living our lives to tell them how to live theirs. The reality is, each one of us came to this planet with a unique and special journey in mind ahead of time. And we are here to live that journey. We are here to encounter the people we do. And sometimes they will teach us lessons and sometimes they won't. Our free will comes from the idea that we reach places. We reach wise in the road and we make decisions. And sometimes we make decisions that are not in our best interest, that don't serve us. And sometimes we don't. It's a journey together, my friends. Let us reach out our hands before we begin the passage, and we'll move into doing the passage. And as we do, we're going to listen to a very long piece that will take us to the end of the program. It's called Meditation Station's Pool of the Soul. I'm going to play it in the background, and we're going to first begin to feel the connection of ourselves one to the other. We're going to reach out our right arm, and as you do, feel that you are sending loving energy around this planet. Feel the energy coming as you breathe in fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting, divinely inspired energy. Feel that energy coursing out through your right arm. And now stretch out your left arm. Feel the energy as you take your next breath. Now coming up, and as the divinely inspired energy comes out of your crown chakra and heads back down your back, feel it split like a cable split, going out your right arm and your left arm. Now reach out and take the hand of those who are listening now, those who will come in the future. Leave space for them. and feel the energy multiplying as we begin to link right hand to left hand, left hand to right hand. We feel a circle of love begin to embrace this planet. And we see the circle is not just one layer of people, not just one line, perhaps one layer, but not one line. It begins to spread around, and it's going in all directions, like the accumulation of a ball of string, circling around and around, solid, as the right hand and the left hand of listeners and believers join together in the presence of God to send love to this planet. Sending love, feel the joy of the union with each other. Visualize in your mind the birth vision that God gave you to remind you that you are safe, that all around you is okay, that you are protected because you are always in God's presence. You are never alone, always all one. And as the realization of that starts to shine within you, allow that shining, your shining self, to begin to vibrate the love that you feel. Feel your body like tiny molecules that it is of light. Feel the wonder and joy of your chakras, your divining rod, your connector. Feel your shoulders loosen up. As someone just told me the other day, our shoulders are where we carry our life. Feel your shoulders begin to loosen and relax as these tiny molecules of love vibrate within you, and you begin to remember that you can make a difference. And now imagine that ball of twine, of string, lighting up, and begin to imagine it as the earth, full of vibrant light molecules, connected to each other by a common source, our parent, our creator, whether known by Allah, Yahweh, the simple word God, or some other word, the Holy Mother, the Great Mother, the Divine Father. Feel the presence of God in your life. Imagine in your mind, for those who have heard this song, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. Feel it, my friend. Feel the power in your body of God as you're breathing in and out. Feel love's grace around you. And know that you are the grace notes of life. Each and every one of us have the power to see more in others than they show us. Each and every one of us have the power to reach out in love. And now, as you sit here sparkling in the presence of God, let us look at our daily message. Intuition will guide you if you let it. Trust your gut instinct, even when it conflicts with your mind. Allowing your mind to control denies you the opportunity to learn from past lessons. your soul is nudging you to remember. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in and breathe in. I am a loved child of God. Breathing out, I am enough. I am enough. The answers to all of life are within you, and they are grounded in love. You are enough. Breathing in. Breathe out. I have the answers of life in me. My friends, life answers are not the same for every person. But the goal in life is the same for all. To remember that we are every day, every minute in the presence of love. That we are never even for an instant separated. And the separation, if it exists, comes not from love, not from God, but from us. Intuition is God talking to you, reminding you, taking you back to the day of your birth vision's creation. I see before me my birth vision. Let's look for each of yours. Find a quiet spot inside of yourself. Breathing in. The spot where all of the intuition, the intuitive thought originates. That safe zone. Focus solely on you. My birth vision, my safe zone, is this crystal clear, calm lake. The water that comes into it flows in slowly, connected, at peace. Safe. There's a mountain reflected in my pool, my lake. And you look up, and there is the mountain. And you look down at the lake, and there is the mountain. And when I go to that place, I remember who I am. When I go to that place, I remember that I have come to talk of God, of love. To anyone that I can. I remember I am enough. And that we can change the world one planet at a time. Breathing in. You are enough. As you're sitting, resting in your birth vision, feeling the safe and secure feelings of being there, remembering that you are enough. Bask in that knowledge. Bask in that knowledge and feel the breath of God with you as you are now merging your breath together, breathing in your safe place and breathing out. I am one with God, with love. I am a part of love. I am safe with love. I am never separated from love. Intuition will guide you if you let it. Trust your gut instinct, even when it conflicts with your mind. Allowing your human mind to control you denies you the opportunity to feel one with God. Denies you the opportunity to learn from past lessons with love that your soul is nudging you to remember. The answers to all of life are within you, and they are grounded in love. When God said, "I am that," God meant you. In love, in breathing in, and listening, and feeling the presence of God around you, as you trust your instincts, you come to know the secret, the divine unity. Breathing in, I am enough. Breathing out, I am all one. Breathing in, I am enough. Breathing out, I am loved. Breathing in, I am in the presence of God, of love. Breathing out, I am never alone, always all one. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace every day, my friends, every place, always. You are in the presence of God. Breathe and listen. May love enfold you, my friends. May you know joy as you do this meditation this week. I send you peace and love. Peace be with you. Namaste. Until we meet again on Sunday, I send a message from God to you. I love you. you, just as you are.